Talk Back Tuesday, Talk About It Tuesday, Talk About Whatever You Want Tuesday. It's Miss Moo's Playhouse. Thinking it's run real short. It's been one of those days. Chris Brown. Let's talk. Let's play, let's talk, let's do something. Chris Brown. Look, I don't believe Chris Brown has a right. I don't believe Chris Brown raped anybody, and before everyone starts sending me emails or text messages, I don't think so. Chris Brown has grown a lot since the whole Rihanna incident. And this is not going to be popular, but I'm going to say it anyways, because these are conversations I have with my friends. In private, Rihanna admitted that she hit him first with a shoe or something. I'm not a big Rihanna fan. I do like her. I think she's absolutely talented. As a woman, we don't have a right to put our hands on men. And when a guy strikes back, we are the ones that, oh, I'm so sorry for you. He hit you. What he did was wrong. How many years ago was that? Are we still going to crucify him for that? And he did other stuff that make you be like, wow, come on, Chris Brown. Like, for real, for real? So we have to be careful about painting him with the same brush, because people can change. And we're talking about Chris Brown. I'm not talking about R. Kelly now. FYI, Chris Brown. He said the bitch is lying. I happen to believe him. I don't agree with the whole calling her bitch thing, but you know, when you're faced with something like that, I guess you have to say what you have to say. Sorry, I'm still sick and congested. But again, my podcast is about uplifting people, talking about facts and not feelings. Fact is, Chris Brown has had some issues, right? Fact is, he has a daughter. But then you can go say, well, Kelly has daughters, and look what he did. They're not the same. Don't paint them with the same brush. Same with people and Bobby Brown. And y'all know me. Anyone who knows me knows. Brown. Ain't nobody humping the brown. Love me some Bobby Brown. Woo! Child, love me some Bobby! Can't paint them with the same brush. And when I was dating my fiance, and I was like, you have a mother, you have a mom, you have an aunt. This is how you treat women? Come on, what's up with that, my dude? Come on, for real? You have daughters too? Some people are going to be who they are. Gotta let them be. But this right here, don't agree with. Don't think it happened. Sorry. Moving on. R. Kelly. Okay. His daughter and his ex-wife, one of his daughters and his ex-wife got a good one in Britain. She says she still has love for her father. She's conflicted. She kind of walked back her Instagram comment about calling him a monster. His wife said, well, if he abused other people, I wasn't there to see it. Make up your mind. Either he abused people or he didn't. If you didn't see it, to me, it seems like there's some... Oh, golly, there's no truth coming out of somebody somewhere. It's not okay. There's something that's not right with this. Come on, Mrs. Kelly. Because you were married after you married R. Kelly. There's something wrong with this. There is something truly wrong with this. They're paying you for an interview, right? Oh, my gosh, my voice went up an octave. Chill. If he didn't do that to you, okay. But people are soliciting you for interviews, or we're going to pay you $5,000. Do you need the money that bad? You know what? That is still your kid's father. Right? Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Your experience is what your experience is. But let's not act like in later 2017, before 2018 came, you weren't on the video singing happy people. That's my baby daddy, and I don't care what y'all say. Keep that same motherfucking energy. Just keep it. So, I have someone in this moment. felt some kind of way because when he asked me out, or asked to come to my house to play some games, I said, no, my living room's a little bit of a mess, and anyone who knows me knows I have OCD. It was a mess that time. I didn't feel good. So today he approached me, and he was like, hey, and I'm like, oh, you smell good too? Okay, you stay right over there, but you're smelling good. What should we play Scrabble or Monopoly or something? Because the last time you dissed me, I said, oh, did I? He was like, yeah, you know, you did. And I will say this to women and men. Sometimes the time is not right. And today's been rough for me today. I'm having a hard day today. Today has been a challenge. I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's hook up sometime and play Scrabble. Like, are you sure? The last time you dissed me, and I was like, wow, he's really feeling that. And one of my other friends who knows him too said he felt rejected because you didn't care about how your living room looked. He just wanted to spend time with you. And I didn't think about that. I was so in my OCD-ish. And I was like, wow, I don't want him to come to my house and, you know, my one-year-old put slime in a damn carpet. You know, there's things in the carpet. Thank goodness they're coming tomorrow to clean it. You know, everything else looked fine, but my carpet was a mess because I have younger kids. You know, I have two young kids, and I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about, as I sip my tea, like, how would it look? And I didn't realize that he felt rejected, so he kind of made that. He's made comments like that in the past few weeks about, yeah, keep dissing me, you dissed me before, and I'm like, wow, okay. So now, you know, you bring it up to me and I respond, well, I don't know now because you dissed me before. Men, don't do that. I'm sorry that he felt rejected, and I have to find a way to say that to him without him knowing that I know that he felt that way. I'm just gonna sip my tea. And I don't know how to do that. So any advice would be fine, but right now my brain is still with someone out there on the West Coast who hasn't called or texted in the past few days, and yeah, facts, not feelings, right? Uplifting, right? I still have feelings though. So, whoever you are, just know that, can't wait forever. On another note, it is cold here in the southern part of the United States. South Carolina, Florida, Georgia. Man, we be getting some New York cold. I don't want this cold. I'm going to hell back home for this mess. My other truck got an icicle on it. As a matter of fact, I should be outside. I should be out here starting it up. But I want to tell you guys about my guilty pleasure. It's called Hot Bench. Three judges. Love Hot Bench. If you haven't heard about it, check it out. Love Hot Bench. Love Judge Mathis. Everyone knows that. One of my favorite shows. Love Judge Lynn. Love Judge Maybelline. Love Judge Judy. She be spitting facts and be like, look, I ain't got time for this dish. But Hot Bench, check them three judges out. For real. Hot Bench is when I'm home and I'm visiting my dad and my stepmom, I need to know what time Judge Mathis comes on, and I need to know what time Hot Bench comes on, because that's it. I know HGTV and the Cooking Channel and the Food Network, without a doubt, those shows are notorious. They're repetitive. But Hot Bench and Cooking Judge Mathis, yeah, I need to be on that. Those are the two shows I watch all the time. Judge Mathis at 5, 7 o'clock. Actually 7:05 here now. Hot Bench. So I'm cutting into my Hot Bench sign. But I'm not sure if people sometimes tap into what God has designed them to do. And I say that because I've been talking to a few friends lately, or since the last time I've done my podcast. A lot of people are in this kind of iffy state. New year, new you thing. And even me. I'm pretty much a tomboy. I work from home. So I'm in my sweats and, you know, hardly ever wear any makeup and the earrings and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, I want to change things and I want to do better. So with me doing better means me stepping out of my comfort zone. And my girlfriend TW mentioned that just a few months ago in a text. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of cold outside. She said, so put some earrings on. Put a little bit of makeup on or something. You know, I got my hair done. Don't like it. Come on, black woman, we all know. Sometimes you get your hair done and you look at your stylist. But this time it was my fault. Because I got braids and this whole poetic justice braids. I didn't like them back then. Don't know why I want to step out and do something different and have them now. Oh my gosh. I don't want to seem like I'm wasting my money. But trust me, this will not last like my full block past. This might be in for another week or two. And yeah. About me taking these out? Yeah. We need another. Do my braids over again. Just take this mess out. Not happy. Don't wipe them. Oh, but they're cute. Everybody says, oh my goodness, this is a different look for you. I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, now I'm getting carded even more. Look, I'm not mad about being carded. I'm like, really? I got 3 damn girls. You carded me? Well, go ahead and card me. I look young enough to be carded. Okay. So it is what it is. I want to encourage people to use their voice for something positive. A lot of negativity is going on. Black boys being harassed by these two Caucasian people, calling them niggers and stuff. Even with the Native American at the march on Washington, you know, with the Make America Great hat again. Please, I urge you, do something positive every day, even if it's giving somebody a compliment. It's positive. Holding the door open for someone is positive. You never know how you might make or impact someone's day. Today has been challenging for me in so many ways that people will not understand. And I'm not going to lie to you, as a woman who kind of needs some kind of sort of protection, I wish justice was here. So, you know, I can say, can't come home to because I'm working from home. But I can say, hey, babe, this is what's going on with my day. I don't have that. As many male friends I have that do call and check on me, I still don't have that. So, I say this to say that sometimes as a woman or even as a man, we kind of need that. We kind of need someone to say, hey, look, this is what is and this is what's not. And I'm here for you if you need me. And I don't really have that. And it's no one's fault. It's just how life happens, right? And so life happens that way. This is kind of what it is. What it is. But for those that have it, do not take it for granted that you have someone. Even if you're being funky with each other, that says, you know what? We might be arguing and you might be saying blah, blah. And I might be saying blah, blah. Don't take that for granted, because right now I wish that justice was here. When they say, hey, Jesus, you know what? We be for right now. But what's going on? Why are you upset today? And I miss that. I miss having someone that cared enough. I was talking to one of my male best friends, Max, and he's been in the hospital several times in the past. Even right up until justice was killed, he was in the hospital. You know what he did? He always took the time. I've known him for 20 years. I thought it was longer than that. He said today was 20. He was like, now it's 20 years. Okay. All right, Max, it's 20 years. I said it publicly. It's 20 years. But anytime he's been in the hospital, he will still call me. So I say this to say, you niggas don't have no excuse. Because if he can be in the hospital in Vegas or in California and still call to make sure that I'm okay, to check on me and his goddaughters, you have no damn excuse. I don't want to fucking hear it. So So you sit there in whatever city or state you're in, and I'm done with my bitter woman moment, but I'm just saying. Because there's no excuse. There's no excuse. My best friend's in the hospital, just got out of a coma, can still call me every day to make sure that I'm okay and his goddaughters are okay. No excuse. Oh, my latest gadget, Ninja Foodie. Google it, YouTube it, Ninja Foodie. Get on it. It is a pressure cooker and an air crisp, and it's lovely. Love it. I got it in October. Before, maybe, like September, beginning of October. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think I mentioned it before. But yes, get yourself a Ninja Foodie. Might cost you like $200. But go ahead and get it. Use your tax return money. Save up money. I have two male friends that are single. And, you know, one's engaged. Made his wife some lamb chops. And a baked potato. And some broccolini. Not broccoli. But broccolini. Google broccolini. Change your life. He said, damn, Sheeta, you done told me something. I said, I told you, go ahead and BJ's, Costco's, whatever you have. Go ahead and get you one. I have the 6.5 quart. Love it. Love it. I use that more than I use my oven. And I use my Breville Smart Oven Pro Air. It cost me like, no. I use that more than I use my stove. With the, Ninja Foodie, I can saute. I can do everything pretty much I can do on the stove and the oven. My gas bill is like $20 a month. No kidding. Like, real talk. Like, for real. Real talk. It's cold now, so this month might be like $45, $50. If it's over $100, I'm going to be surprised. But yeah, man. Check the Ninja Foodie out. It is wonderful. I love it. I think it's good. I love it. And check out the Breville Smart Oven Air. And if you go on the Breville website and be like, well, which one is she talking about? The most expensive one. The most expensive one is the one I have. I think it's a Pro Air. I believe it's the Breville Smart Oven Pro Air. I think it's like $400. The most expensive one I have. You'll see it. It's everything. It dehydrates. It proofing meaning that you're making bread. Air fries, it does everything. So it's between that and my Ninja Foodie that I use all the time. Like tonight, I'm using some of my smart ovens to make the grill some pizzas. I'm making some chicken with turkey. Alfredo Purdue has shortcuts, and they do chicken shortcuts, but it has chicken shortcuts and turkey. So we do turkey shortcuts. You know, what looks like chicken. Doing that with some broccolini and some Alfredo sauce and Pillsbury thin crust pizza. Oh, then there's something on the papa tonight with some Kraft creamy melt mozzarella. But they mix it in with the cream cheese. It's gonna be on and popping like a Chris Brown song. If you know me, that's what I say all the time. And again, you know, I really hope and I believe in my heart that Chris Brown is innocent of the whole rape thing. I think he's grown, but he's one of the youngest person to own their masters. And the moment that comes out, as T.I. said, now this whole rape thing comes. Things that make you said, but he has the girlfriend there. And his girlfriend's like, that didn't happen. But because he's Chris Brown, oh my God, you know TMZ. They're all over that. Speaking of TMZ, Wendy Williams. Taking a hiatus from her show because she has Graves' disease, and I wish her well. I listen to her at WBLS, Kiss FM, you know, Hot 97, you know, all the stuff that she did in New York City. You know, that's what it is. I like her sometimes, so I don't wish nobody no ill will. That's not even him. That's not me. Again, do something nice for someone today if you can. But not today, tomorrow. Shoot, do something for someone nice this week. I'm still trying to get my millennial daughter on. Like I said, she's grieving the loss of her orphan father. And much love to Eric and Ree and his sister's name. I forgot who she is. Everyone that loves Eric the father. He loves my daughter. He cares about her. And that's great. His mother loves my daughter and cares about her. And I, you know, may my daughter's boyfriend, may Big Eric, I should call him, rest in peace. I know my daughter is watching her boyfriend go through this with the loss of his dad. And I said, if you have a parent that you don't speak to in their life, make amends. No, I don't want to go into those cliche things, so just make amends. That should be cliche enough. Make amends. But on that note, I wish everybody a happy Tuesday. I will come back on Thursday to say some stuff, because between now and Thursday, y'all know some shiggity's probably going to happen. Trump on his damn wall. We'll hear more about this whole Chris Brown mess. We'll probably hear some more about this R. Kelly mess. You know, but thank you to my sister, Kemp. And I'm going to start calling her from now on. I love you. I'm writing for you. Whatever you're dealing with, you know, I got you. That's my husband. That's my husband. And, at the end of the day, you know, there are people in your life that have your back. So shout out to the Kemp, to Amavi, to Marie, to Max. You know, even Miss Shante out there in Atlanta, and Gail and AJ in Maryland. You know, there's people that have your back. You know, that that are there for you. There were others, but I'm not going to do a list of y'all mofos. She didn't mention me. This is off the top of my head, so blame my head and not my heart. My heart means a lot. You know, to the white man out there in Sacramento, hey, how you doing, babe? You know sometimes that you need people that are by your side and that genuinely care about you and that don't make excuses for not being there. And as much as I want to be positive, I want to be realist about that, because that's just how life is. I said it before, I might be my theme. Relationships are ill. They are. It is what it is. And so all my friends out there in California that I know that are there for me, have my back, that will call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning just to check on me. You know who you are, and I appreciate it. To those friends out there in California and Hawaii and Alaska that don't, no love lost in Nevada. No love lost. We're good. But actions speak louder than words. You can't get mad at me about how I'm. And sometimes you can be the negative person. Sometimes I realize that maybe sometimes I might be the negative person in things. And I have to sometimes check myself. I'm not immune to it. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not immune to someone checking me and say, hey, come on, change that. So if I have been that person to certain people, I truly and I humbly apologize. Not my intent. No excuse. Not my intent to be a negative person. Not my intent to be the toxic person. My goal is always to uplift my friends. And if I haven't been that to someone when they feel like they needed me the most, I apologize. However, comma, highlighting this, you don't tell me that you need me, I am not a mind reader. I know that sounds really defensive, but I'm being all positive and I just went right back to something negative. So I'm so, so sorry. But again, sometimes we're human. We can be that toxic person. And sometimes there's people that check us, but we can't check ourselves. So if I have been that toxic person to whoever it is, truly from the bottom of my heart, please tell me I'm sorry. Never haven't been, and you still feel like talking to me? It's okay. You don't have to do what I feel like talking to you. Too. So on that note, it's cold. Shout out to my boy Kells out in Atlanta. No, I'm not talking about R. Kelly. Oh, gee whiz, I said Kells. Shout out to my boy Kells and my childhood friend Dwayne out there in Orlando, in the Orlando area, Florida. But shout out to Kells. Gotta give him a link to his podcast. Kells is my big brother from another. Like, Kells is, oof. Man, that damn Kells right there. Kells is my heart. That's someone, that's a ride or die. WBS. Chatting like we didn't have any jobs. So shout out to my boy Kells. He's a great baseball father. IT person, he is definitely, he's another friend that you should be happy to have on your team. So, much love to my boy Kells. Alright, folks, I'm going to wrap this up. God bless y'all. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. We'll play on Thursday. If I don't hit you up on Thursday, definitely it will be Friday, because I bet you there's a whole bunch of shiggity that's going on. So, be blessed. Miss Moose Playhouse.